Starting a new siman entitled Shlo Linhog Bizoyan Ba'achol, that a person should not treat the food, drinks that they have in a disgraceful manner. The Mechaber tells us, Os Adam Sarachav Bapas, Vahani Mili Delo Mimis Bey, that a person could do as they wish as far as eating bread, but they have to make sure that it should not be disgraced, that they should not treat it in Derech Bizoyan. By treating the bread in a disgusting manner, that's something which a person is not allowed to do. And therefore, he gives some examples, the Mechaber does. Hilkach, Ein Mabrinol of Kos Mole. If you have a cup which is full, which you can probably imagine, there's a very good chance that the contents therein will spill. You should not pass this cup over the bread, as the potential is that you'll make this bread disgusting. Furthermore, Ein Somchen Ba Kaira. A person should similarly not have a plate which is filled that could easily spill and cause the bread to become disgusting. Which I can get too much detail, too much discussion, but Mechaber does say a person should not throw bread. A person should not throw any food that is that by throwing it will make it disgusting or something which a person will not want to eat because it gets squishy or whatever. Of a meeting the little mimis, if you have something, food, which will not, by throwing it, ruin it, for example, a gozim or ammonium, etc., shari. So foods such as nuts, pomegranates, to throw an orange or whatever, and a person will catch it and still be able to eat it, that's not an issue. In the Gemara, really, the Mishnah Berurah brings this down, that he distinguishes between bread and other foods, that when it comes to even bread, when it comes to bread, the Beis Yosef holds that it doesn't make a difference, even if when you throw the bread, it's not going to become disgusting. Even if by throwing it into a makom naki, to a clean place, nonetheless a person should not throw bread. And we mentioned before, learning this halacha, that there are those that do so, and certainly there's merit to those who follow the custom to throw bread, but one has to certainly understand the reasons why. So this is the basic halacha with regard to treating food properly. And on this, the Piskei Tshuvos uses this as the opportunity to discuss the issue of Baal Tashchis. And he begins by quoting the words of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim says, quote, "Kol hamishaber kelim, if a person takes a vessel, which is in perfectly good condition, and decides to smash it, or for that matter, v'kara begadim, for whatever reason, wishes to rend his garments, or avid macholos derech hashchasa, over bulotash." Says the Rambam, also, if a person takes food in which could be used, instead he decides to waste it, he's violated the prohibition of Baal Tashchis. Now the question is, among the Rishonim and Achronim, which have a dispute, when it says that there's a violation of Baal Tashchis, is that min Rabbanon, or is that min Torah, or is it Torah bound? This is a machlokus, whether or not it in fact is a Torah obligation, even though the Torah does say specifically, with regard to fruit trees, which is really its primary source, that a person is not allowed to cut down trees. The question is, can that be borrowed for other things as well, in which some people say yes, and some say that that's something which that is derived, other things are derived on. Other people derive from that maybe when it comes to destroying other objects, garments, vessels, maybe that's Durabanan, but when it comes to wasting or destroying food, we can derive from this pasuk that it's talking about cutting down trees, which of course are fruit-bearing trees, connected to food, and therefore we can derive from that destroying or wasting food, in fact, could be derice. And even though you can say, what's the big deal about Baal Tashchis, so I looked it up, that based on an 8-year study, the University of Arizona, America, as we know, are notorious, Americans are notorious for wasting. In fact, 40 to 50% of food that potentially is harvested is not eaten. And that breaks down to $75 billion in food every single year that's wasted. So much so that an anthropologist said that if we really wish to stimulate our economy, we should focus on cutting our food losses or Baal Tashchis. So now going back to the Piskei Tshuvos, he says that the whole issue of Baal Tashchis, of wasting, is only Ba'od Shein Isser Ze'amor Elokisha Michael Roy Lachil. It has to be that the food is something which can be eaten. And what ends up happening is Mekalkalo, you end up causing it to become lost or destroyed with no real great benefit. However, Chazal take this a step further and say, as the Gemara says in Tainus, Machal Adam Ein Machilin L'Behema, that when it comes to food in which is fit for people, it cannot be consumed or given to one's animals. Now, even though it's brought down in the Machzis HaShekel that there are leniencies that you can give food to animals, even though it's something which a person could eat. For example, if there's nothing else in which you have to give to those animals, then it's permissible, such as giving breadcrumbs to birds. So that's why a person's allowed to feed it, even though a person could eat it. That's not considered to be a violation. But nonetheless, this is what the Gemara does say, that Machal Adam Ein Machil in the Behema. And Rashi says over there, two reasons, two ideas behind why a person should not give such food to animals. Mishum Bizoy Ochlin, he says, first of all, it's a disgrace to the food. Demichsi Kiboet Betova Shishviya Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam. Hashem has showered you with blessings, given you food, given you abundance, and here you are wasting it on giving it to animals which could eat something of much lower quality. Inami, Rashi says another reason, Mishum Nechasa Torah Al Mimonan Shel Yisrael, a relatively famous quote, that Hashem has mercy and compassion on the money of the Jewish people, and for us, therefore, to take our money and basically just to throw it away and give it to animals, that's something which should not be done. They could get something which is has inferior quality. So, says the Piskei Tshuvos, that we find from this Gemara that there's two categories, Hefsid Ochlin and Bizoy Ochlin, which means as follows. Hefsid Ochlin means that a person is not allowed to waste food. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference, even if when a person wastes it, it's done derech kavod, that you do it in a respectful manner to the food. Nonetheless, one is not allowed to do so, because it shows that you're not appreciative of the food that Hashem has bestowed you. And there's another issue of Bizoy Ochlin, which is that even if there are situations, which we'll discuss three of them in a second, of where you really are not losing anything by getting rid of this food, because it's food which is asr b'achila, it's asr b'hanal, you can't derive any benefit from, you can't eat it. Nonetheless, you have to make sure that when it's disposed of, it should be done in a dignified manner. The Prima Gunnim brings down a few examples of this. For example, arla, the first 3 years of a tree, you can't derive benefit, eat from those fruits, as well as kilayim, forbidden mixtures. So in these situations, if you own them, so the halacha is you're not allowed to derive benefit from them, but nonetheless, you have to make sure that when you dispose of them, it should be done, as he quotes, Yashlichum b'sinav ederech kavod. You should do so in a private manner, in an honorable way as well, because certainly people could otherwise, if you destroy them in a less than dignified way, then people will maybe who don't realize that food that it's considered as arla, it's kilayin, maybe they think that's regular food and they'll think that you're mistreating food, and they can do so as well. The exception, this is brought down, is chametz on Pesach or before that it's brought down the yesh omrim she'ein laharimo afilu mutol derech bezoyim. V'chein mutter levaro b'chol fane hasreifa v'habir min ha'olam. That when it comes to burning one's chametz, Erev Pesach, or the day before this year, a person should do so, and it doesn't matter, even if it's done in a derech b'zayon, in a way which may not be as dignified, it's not necessary, it's not an issue, and perhaps the reason for that is because it's a mitzvah. Concluded with one last question and answer, and that question is that based on the idea of Baal Tashchis, a person should not waste food, maybe one would think when it comes to bir chametz, maybe a person should only burn the smallest amount, and the rest of their chametz, they should sell. They should give it away. But just to waste it and just to burn pound after pound of bread, that maybe that's considered an issue about Tashchis. And the Piskei Tshuvos explains that it's not. Because there are those people that, even though, Me'ikar Hadin, a person is allowed to sell their chametz, nonetheless, some people accept upon themselves a chumrah. And the chumrah, the stringency that they accept upon themselves, is that even though they could technically sell their chametz, they would rather have everything destroyed. And a person who wishes to do so does not violate Baal Tashchis. Rabbi Chanan ben Chashma, Zechadish Baruch, 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 Zechadish Baru